Iowa caucus results show that the battle for Democratic delegates between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has ended in a virtual tie. Voters in New Hampshire, where Sanders is leading the polls, will have their say next week in the Granite State's primary. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal will be campaigning for Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire this weekend. He says he's not surprised by the close result in Iowa.
There was a great deal of enthusiasm and passion that brought people to the caucus. It appears as though there was a record turnout, and I think that we prepared ourselves for a record turnout on the basis of obviously, a surge that in the end made it as close as it did.
What do you think were the factors that led to, number one, the closeness of the results, and number two, the record turnout?
Well, I think obviously that the whole notion across the country of an economy that has generally been pretty flatlined during the last 13 years and worker anxiety certainly play near the top of the list. But not to miss the point that the Iowa caucus gatherings, because of the nature under which they are taken, it certainly favors the activist base of the Democratic Party. It's very different than an open primary.
You've been campaigning for Secretary Clinton in New Hampshire. Senator Sanders is polling quite a bit ahead. What's going on?
There's home field advantage. The media market, certainly in Vermont and New Hampshire, they frequently coincide. But I will tell you that based upon the 40 people and 1,000 doors that we knocked on 2 weeks ago, I thought that the response was very favorable in Keene in particular, and that was our assignment. So recall that after the caucus gatherings 8 years ago, that it was a bit of a surprise to everybody that Senator Clinton at that time was able to prevail by 3 points in New Hampshire. So I think that it's hardly settled in New Hampshire. And I think we're going to be up there this weekend, and we're going to try to demonstrate a show of great enthusiasm for the secretary.
I know that Senator Sanders in Iowa really aggressively courted youth, and they did come out very strongly for him. What's the strategy in New Hampshire for the Clinton campaign?
Well, the breakdown, as you've accurately described it, clearly has been for those that are under 30. There was a surge for Senator Sanders, but not to miss the point that for those who are over 40, there was a considerable surge that only increased as you moved to Social Security recipients and Medicare recipients for Secretary Clinton. And when you can vote for 12 hours on primary day as opposed to showing up at a caucus, this is a very different playing field.
Speaking of how different it is, in Iowa, there's also a focus on the evangelicals in New Hampshire and New England. It's independents and moderates. How different do you sense that will make things?
Well, when you consider last night on the Republican side that well over half of the caucus goers were conservative Christians, you could see that the result played out on behalf of Senator Cruz. That will be, I think, a less dominating force in New Hampshire, where you can even have people who are independents at the last minute decide to cast a ballot in either primary. But not to miss the point, we've got a great ground game in New Hampshire. And I think going forward that there is a lot of enthusiasm coming off a victory last night in Iowa.
One of the things that I read in the aftermath this morning caught my attention. It said that the contest came down between Sanders and Clinton to a struggle between practicality and passion. What do you make of that?
Practicality is also a demonstration of getting things done. And you have here in Secretary Clinton a storied career. It is an accomplished woman who has done remarkable things, and I always use the example of what happened during her time as a senator in New York State, where people said she would never play in northern New York, and in fact, she did quite well, and she was able to win over even the skeptics there to be an effective member of the United States Senate, and that is a skill set that is very necessary in governing. So I understand passion, I understand enthusiasm, and I think that it's very helpful to the process, but not to miss the point. It's also about achievement once you win the office.
Mr. O'Malley suspended his campaign last night. What's the campaign reaction to that?
Well, not really a surprise. I know Martin O'Malley very well. I thought he was a good mayor. I thought he was a good governor. It was very difficult in this volatile atmosphere for him to gain traction. I never really was able to figure out what the niche was that he was going to appeal to in the Democratic Party. Even though his debate performances were pretty good, I never saw that very important ingredient of catching on with the public that you need, particularly in a primary season.
Congressman Neal, you said that you would be in New Hampshire this weekend. Where are you going to be? What sort of strategy for the state will occur over the next week?
In our area, in western Massachusetts, our responsibility has been in the Keene area. And on this weekend, I'm going to be catching up with Bill and Hillary Clinton. There is a great air of excitement. And I think that one of the nice things about New Hampshire, you can still have some influence on the ground. I've been up there. I've knocked on doors. And I think that the individual in New Hampshire is very used to being catered to.
And after New Hampshire, what role will you play?
I have volunteered, and I expect to be a surrogate wherever the Clinton campaign asks me to travel. I was an original with Bill Clinton, and feel very strongly that at the end of the 1990s, we had the best economy in the history of America, 23 million jobs, four balanced budgets, and economic growth that surpassed in some quarters 7%. So I think that that's part of the answer to the sense of detachment that the American voter feels right now.
The New Hampshire primary is next Tuesday, February 9th. It is followed by Democratic caucuses in Nevada on February 20th and the South Carolina Democratic primary on February 27th. Super Tuesday is March 1st. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.